Turn your attention to Psalms 100. Stand up all over the place. Psalms 100. We're going to read it in its entirety. Can you dare say amen? Psalms 100. Let's read. Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all the land. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence and sing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he that made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy everlasting, and his truth endureth for all generations. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. I want to talk just for a few moments today from this thought, praising God. Praising God. Amen. Father, we thank you. We glorify you. We magnify you. We lift you up. You're an awesome God. Take Wilson out of self. Let no flesh be on parade. I pray to you today as I prayed to you days before to allow me to decrease that people might see more of you and less of me. And whatever happens here, we'll give your name glory, honor, and praise. Now may the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Praising God. Amen. Amen. In this book of Psalms, in the Hebrew, it has been interpreted Tehillah. Tehillah, broken down again, and the Hebrew says Hala. 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 Amen. So when you're praising God, it's a shout. It's a holler. It's opening up your mouth and let thanksgiving come out of your belly. Holler. Give God praise for what he's done. And praise him for what he's gonna do.
Amen.
Amen. I just got wrapped up on that this week because so much is happening to try to distort our mind and our praise system. So much stuff is coming up against us to try to stop the praise.
That's right. Uh-huh.
So much stuff is in the world. People are even saying now, you know, if God's so good, why is all this stuff happening? Some people are thrown in the towel. Some folk has just giving up. Some folk feel so physical and spiritual beat up till they don't have a praise. Wow. Ain't nobody saying that. Wow. But the God that we serve is a God that's deserving of praise.
Amen, Bishop.
Somebody ought to say amen.
Amen.
And what I love about it more, somebody wrote a song and said, if you don't do anything else, you're already
done enough.
Oh, God. And so I think that song was actually written for some of us to realize that regardless of the state that we might be in right now, if you just rewind your spiritual tape just a second back and realize how happy God had you on yesterday. And now you feel like you're in a jam, but if I look back on yesterday, I still ought to have a praise for God. Somebody ought to say amen. Somebody need to realize today that it's imperative for us to praise God. He said, I desire the praise of my people. Amen. And you know what? The thing about it is, we can't pay God for what he has done for us. I better say that again. We can't pay God for what he has done for us. And all he asks for us is just a praise. Amen.
Amen.
He ain't asked us for no money. He asked us to just give him a praise. Somebody ought to praise him. Right about now. You know, just come on in and just praise him. Right now. You know. I'm going to give you some reasons later on to praise him. Amen. See, the devil trying to give you all reason not to praise. But then, see, if you catch this right here, we can actually just pack it up now. Amen and amen. If you say that little cliche that people say, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul. I said somebody ought to catch that. My soul cries out. Hallelujah. And hallelujah is the highest praise that you can give God. Somebody ought to catch that. When I think about what he kept from me, when I think about what he didn't let happen to me, when I think about how he blocked it when my enemy came up against me, when I think about that, I think about where I was, when I see where I am right now, I just have to praise him right in the midst of that. Cause like Grandma used to say, I could have been dead and gone, but God. Yes.
Hallelujah.
But God, come on now. Don't want to sit down. Amen. 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 I'm gonna go on and get into this thing because I tell you, I feel something pulling on me right now. Amen. Amen. I mean, that's because you know, like the candidate was saying, you know, it ain't hard to remember where you came from when you still left. Amen, somebody. Amen, amen, amen. The Bible says here, the book of Psalms, and we know that what they used this book of Psalms, one of the largest books in the Bible. They used this as a manual for reciting and exhortation and psalms. They used that, this book of Psalms, because what it is a book of psalms. Amen. And they find poetic writing in this book of Psalms. Amen. So, the Bible says so. Let everything that have breath.
Everything
that has breath.
Uh-huh.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. 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 Everything.
Everything
that has breath. Praise the Lord. You know when the winds be blowing?
Oh yeah.
You see the trees moving?
Yeah.
Trees really can
breathe.
Yes. Right. Yes. Y'all, did you know that trees can breathe?
That's right.
So when the wind blows, the trees breathe.
Yeah.
But they praise him.
Yeah.
ain't nobody saying. On my way here, I saw the trees. Praising God. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Now, if the trees can praise the Lord. If the trees can praise the Lord. Something with that on mind. Amen. Something with no feet, no hands. If the trees can praise the Lord. I mean, come on. We ought to have something inside of us that's got praise on it. Amen. Come on, come on, come on. And check this out right here. He said, now if you don't praise me, the rocks will cry out. God been too good to me for me to have a rock praising God instead of me. Come on, somebody. A rock doesn't do nothing. Rock can't go nowhere unless somebody throw it. Unless somebody pick it up and take it somewhere. Amen. But look at us, how God has maneuvered in our life. I would dare not allow a rock to outpraise me when it comes to my God. It said, make a joyful noise to the Lord.
Yes,
God. New King James Version said, make a joyful shout to the Lord. All ye lands. Isn't that all right? Just make a joyful shout.
All right.
In other words, I'm happy to shout about it. I'm glad to shout about. I ain't got no reason not to want to shout about it. Amen, somebody. Isn't it funny when you ask a person, how is the day going? And they say, it's not a good day. The devil is a liar. Every day above grass for me. It's a good day. Amen. And the Bible said this is a day that the Lord has made. Come on with me. I shall what?
Rejoice
and do what?
Be
glad in it. Amen. Why are you sad and you're living? Why are you sad and you can move and be about yourself? Come on, somebody. So because I woke up this morning, if I didn't have a penny in my pocket, I would have still did just what I did this morning. When I woke up this morning, I laid in the bed like I always do and said, thank you for letting me see this day. Then I went into my morning prayer. Amen. But I knew right then and there, every time God allows me to open my eyes after a night's slumber, I wake up with praise on my lips.
Yes, yes.
Because I know that I...
Come on.
Go ahead, yes.
Come on.
Okay, okay. All the land. It says, serve the Lord with gladness. You know, sometimes we come to church and act like we doing God a favor. Amen, like. Some of you, I wish some of you could come and stand here just for 5 minutes and look out over the congregation. Some folk got their arms folded up. Some folk watching their watches and stuff, trying to see it. Like, you know, I need bishops to shut up. Amen, 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 amen. And then some folk, I don't understand it. You know how some folk can come to church and go to sleep. And then people holler out, wake him up, I ain't putting to sleep. I'm waking you up. You ain't sleeping on your job, because if you did, you wouldn't have one. How can you go to sleep on the person that woke you up anyhow? Come on. And how are you going to be mad when you come to church? I mean, some people just grouchy, come to church grouchy. Amen. It said, serve the Lord with gladness. Amen. I'm glad the Lord let me be a part of what's going on.
Amen.
Are y'all catching this?
Yeah.
I'm not finished. Say, come to him with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Amen. I was glad when they said unto me. Amen. Let us go into the house of the Lord. I'm going to come on up in here. And that's why when we come in the service and when we open up in devotion, we open up with singing. And don't sing funeral songs at a happy occasion. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. We ought to be happy and we ought to be spunky. Amen. And we ought to be on fire for the Lord. Amen. We ought to come in with a smile. When he played that song, I said, man, that is so good. Because you look so much better when you smile. And I found out biologically, it takes more muscles to frown than it takes to smile. Amen. And when you frown, and you people, you know, then you're trying to get somebody, how you going to be frowning and try to get somebody to come to church? Amen. Amen. Then you want somebody to come to church. Nobody come to church yet. You looking like fat. And you want me to come to your church? I think not. And that's why we got some good ushers here.
Amen.
I love our ushers. Amen. Because when you come to the door, they smile. Amen. They got a smile. Even though some of them work overtime on their jobs and maybe had a bad night, but when they come through here, they smile. And so that makes people want to come on in. You know, when you standing at the door, when you got urges standing at the door and frowning and their lips stuck out from here to Chester, man, that make people say, I ain't going up in there. Because if this is what I see from the start, no telling what's going to be on the inside. Amen? So we got to have happy urchins. I love urchins. They're happy people. They're going to smile. They're going to give you an envelope to put your money in. That's two things that they do. I'll be watching them. I said, them jokers something else. Amen. 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 I don't care how late you come in, they smiling. Take this kind envelope. Amen. Just glad to be in the house of the Lord. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Oh, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. And come in with singing, knowing that the Lord, he is God.
Amen.
See, that's what we got to do. We got to get our mindset and know that the Lord is God. See, when you don't know God for yourself, and this is a personal thing, you got to know who God is for yourself. Amen. And you got to know what God can do for you, for yourself. This is a personal thing. You got to seek out your own soul salvation. Amen. I remember when Grandma used to tell us that he'll be a doctor, but I hadn't been sick enough for him to be my doctor. And I ain't understand what she was saying, but when I found out that he will be a doctor, that gave me more room to praise him. When they start talking about he'll be a provider and he'll give us everything we need, when I found out that for myself, that gave me more reason to praise God and give him all that I have, because I had to realize that it wasn't me that was doing this.
That's right, Bishop.
Only the fool has said there is no God. Amen. And when you know God for yourself, you know how to get in touch with him for yourself. You ain't got to go to the priest. All you got to do is call him for yourself. Y'all ain't saying nothing to me
right.
Today. When you get right there, when you know that when I go down on my knees and pray, I'm expecting God to do something. I'm not going to doubt him, because I know that he will do it, because I belong to him. And because I belong to him, I got some dividends. Ain't nobody saying nothing today. I just need somebody in here to know that he is God.
And I had to share, Lord, have mercy, with a preacher just on yesterday. I had to share this with a preacher because what I have been doing, you know, ever since Harvey out there in Houston, I've been, Lord, you know, God, kill the storm, you know, to let it go back out in the sea and die. And so Thursday morning, I was praying, God, you know, I just need you to just stop the storm. And then Friday morning, I prayed that same prayer, and I was like, God, please, you know, don't let the storm come our way, you know. And then I said, oh, God, I have to stop. I had to stop. Deacon Nero, I had to stop because I said, oh, man. Could it be that I'm praying against the will of God?
That's right.
Oh, nobody ain't catching what I'm saying.
Right. Amen.
What I'm saying is God is in control of the storm.
Yeah.
Oh, somebody ought to help me right there. Somebody ought to help me along there. So I just stopped, and on Saturday morning, Charlie, what I prayed was, God, let your will be done. And because of your will being done, I can give you a praise about it. Because the devil ain't gonna take no credit for what my God can do and have already done. And sometimes we got to start praying against it and saying, Father, let thy will be done.
Amen.
32 years of preaching and still learning. Amen. Sometimes we better be careful how we pray. Ain't nobody saying that. Because if Jesus had a went by his will, none of us would be here to hear this story. But when he got finished praying, he saw the devastation. But when he got finished praying, he said, not my will.
Yes, yes. That's right.
But thy will be done. And aren't you glad about that?
Yes.
He had to die, but oh, thank goodness.
Jesus.
He had to die so we could live.
Yes.
Ain't nobody praising God for that. I just need two folk to catch this message and start giving God some praise right along and now, because he's worthy of the praise. Gotta hurry on. It is he who has made us. That's God I'm talking about. God made us. God knows how much you can take. God made us. God know how much he can give you.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. See, some of us praying for stuff that our gifted can take us to, but our humanity won't let us keep it.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? See, your gifting can take you places that your character can't keep.
That's right.
Yeah, okay. God could bless you with some money, but if you're a fool with money now, he can make you a millionaire. Ain't nobody saying nothing. But then your character ain't going to let you stay there long.
That's right, Bishop.
Amen. That's right.
Let me talk to you. God can bless you and make you a millionaire. But if you a fool as a hundredaire, y'all catch that? If you acting a fool with $100 or a few hundred, you gonna be showing up. You gonna be mad crazy with millions and millions of dollars. Can I get a witness? Your gift might take you there, but your character won't keep you. Amen? I always tell you, your gifting is your perfume, but your character is how you really smell. Ain't nobody saying nothing. Okay. So listen. Listen. We didn't make ourselves. God made us.
Amen.
Human beings. Just be a human being. And since everybody else is on earth, why don't you come back down? We didn't make ourselves. We are his people.
That's right.
And the sheep of his pasture.
Uh-huh.
We in green pasture.
Yes.
We got a good shepherd. Because God is our shepherd.
Yes. Amen.
Come on, somebody.
Amen.
Come on. So, because we have a good shepherd, we are in his pasture. We are his people. And somebody ought to praise him.
Amen.
Yeah.
Still, y'all working me hard today. Yeah. Enter into his gates. Come on, somebody. With thanksgiving. Yeah. Is there anyone in here today that have anything to thank God for? Yeah. Come on, just go ahead and thank him. Do you have anything to thank him for? I know the devil said you don't want to, he ain't all that. But you ought to have something to thank God for. What about for waking you up this morning? What about for starting you on your way? What about for giving you sight? What about for giving you legs to walk? What about for giving you eyes to see? What about for giving you ears to hear? What about for giving you hands to clap? What about for giving you feet to walk? What about for making a way out of no way? Don't you have something to praise him for? Come on, somebody, let's give him praise. Give him glory. Now, that's all right if that was for me. I would accept that. But I'm talking about, he said, enter. You should have came through them front doors with your hands up hollering, saying how good God has been to you. See, what happens is, and I'm not finished, I'm going to close it out right along in here, but I want you to know that when you come through that door, if you would come through that door, Paul, I guarantee if 20 folk next week come through that door praising God, by the time you get in the sanctuary, somebody going to catch it that's already in here. It's going to ignite a fire that's going to start burning in this church. And before anybody open their mouth to sing, pray, or read a scripture, the church going to already be in flames. Y'all ain't saying nothing. And see, what we do, we wait, Charlie, until we get in here, and then we want Melvin to pump us up. But I dare you bring some wood and bring some fire when you come through that door, because everything gonna burn up in here. Somebody ought to say your roof is on fire. Well, I got to get out of here. Don't you say nothing else. Amen. It said, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and in his court with praise. Is anybody got a praise in here better? Is there anybody going to praise the Lord? He said unto us, be thankful unto God. Y'all ought to say, thank you. God for waking me up. Thank you for making a way out of no way. Y'all still ain't got it yet. Y'all still ain't got it. And bless his name. How do you bless the Lord? By doing what's right in the sight of God. In the day if you got a praise for God, just say, God, I'm going to praise you in the good time. I'm going to praise you in the bad time. Because you worthy. For the Lord is good. His mercy endures forever. And his truth endures to all generations. In other words, our children will be blessed. Our children's children will be blessed. And our children's children's children will be blessed. Because God's mercy forever. I wish I had a praising church. I wish I had a church with thanksgiving. it said to lead to healer. That means the praise of God. And then it broke down and said, holla. Why don't somebody just rally your head back and holler one time?
Got a feeling, and everything.